It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
All hail to the days that merit more praise than all the rest of the year. And welcome the nights that double delights as well for the poor as the peer. Sweet blessings attend each merry man's friend that doth with the best that he may. Forgetting old wrongs with poems and songs to drive the cold winter away. 'Tis ill for the mind to anger incline to think of small injuries now. If wrath be to seek, doth lend her thy cheek, don't let her inhabit thy brow. Cross out of thy books malevolent looks, both beauty and youth's decay. And spend the long nights in honest delights to drive the cold winter away. This time of the year is spent in good cheer, with neighbors to gather to meet, to sit by the fire with friendly desire, with others in love to greet. Old grudges forgot are poured in the pot, all sorrows aside they lay. The old and the young doth carol this song to drive the cold winter away.
And a fitting song for this time of year, Drive the Cold Winter Away, performed by Renaissance Hall of Fame member Owen Fife from the 2015 album Voice and Vihuela. I'm Bob Brinkman, and welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast, Season 15, Episode 26. This is an archive and Hall of Fame show, and I am honored to be able to announce to you the 2019 Renaissance Festival Hall of Fame inductees. Our first inductee, a musician who sadly passed away in 2018, known as a solo artist, as a burly minstrel, as a member of Cantiga, as an author, as a friend to so many in the community, Bob Bielefeld, whose music was transcendent and his talents were nearly limitless. Even outside of the Renaissance Festival circuit itself, he collaborated with a number of musicians, and the particular song we're going to follow this with is a medley. Three Little Drummers, Charlie the Prayer Master, Tripping Up the Stairs, and it is from the Russell Cook album, Timeless. Hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Hi, this is Vince Conaway, hammered dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chased Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
I wept alone one summer day. A courtly fool, he passed my way. He passed my way, I heard him say. I just said the heart of a lady, oh. I asked him how that came to be. He gently me, he said, you'll see how I just said the heart of a lady. All day, up to the sea of hearts, rushes orderly ashore. Cannot stop them, cannot stop. Why weep, why sigh? Will waters sigh?
The Fool, from the unreleased album From Earth to Sky by Judith Pintar and Barbara Baj Barinski. Baj, of course, is a member of the Renaissance Festival Hall of Fame and is a name that is remembered by many in the community, including our next Hall of Fame inductees. The Sturdy Beggars, the original Mud Show registered trademark. You've heard of Theater in the Round. They present Theater in the Ground. It's really hard to top their irreverent humor, their mastery of audience control, and so let me read to you a statement from the Sturdy Beggars themselves. A statement, of course, as tongue-in-cheek as their shows themselves. "Well, we Sturdy Beggars are tickled purplish brown over this honor. When we first fell into our profession, transforming from hired street beggars to shady mud beggars at King Richard's Fair, now the Bristol Renaissance Fair, Jimmy Carter was president, and the Charleston was all the rage. Who would have thunk that one day we'd be requested by Jimmy Carter himself for a command performance, and that on another day we would drive through Charleston, South Carolina? Not us. For over 40 years in this crazy business we call show, we beggars have only been rewarded with knowledge most folks couldn't care less about. We were the first mud show. But now this. As beggars, we are humbled to wonder in awe and, yes, tremble, just thinking about how much we might be able to score selling this award on eBay. We want to thank all the fairs and festivals that hired us, and thank all those fairs and festivals that fired us, for you helped to create who we surmise ourselves to be. And as far as this award goes, we want to thank that all that chose us, and also thank all those who grew tired and gave up arguing against us. After all these years, I guess it's germane that one of the big hits when we started back in 1979 was Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive. Cue music, boogie out." And if you look at the photo we have on the website accompanying this, yes, that is Jimmy Carter with some of the Sturdy Mudbeggers. Mudbeggers, of course, still out there, still performing. You can see them at a number of shows, including the Bristol Renaissance Festival, the Texas Renaissance Festival, and others. I don't think they're ever going to stop. And up next, because you can never have enough Baj, Patapan, the holiday tune from Jongleur's Christmas Magic, by the Jongleurs, of course, the supergroup consisting of so many fantastic Renaissance Festival performers, including Baj, including Douglas Kanzioka, Donna Goforth, Lee Ramey, Kathy Sterling, and, of course, Barbara Baj Barinski Shelton. Baj.
"Will you bring the little drum? We bring the fife and come. Make ye merry as ye play. Tooraloo-aloo, pat-a-pat-a-pan. Make ye merry as ye play, for it is the holy day.
Pat-a-pan, pat-a-pan, pat-a-pan.
As your fathers did before, we bring the fife once more. And be merry as ye play. Tooraloo-aloo, pat-a-pat-a-pan. Make ye merry as ye play, for it is the holy day. Will ye let the praises ring? We let the bagpipes sing. Leave your labors as they lay. Tooraloo-aloo, pat-a-pat-a-pan. Leave your labors as they lay, for it is the holy day. Pat-a-pan, pat-a-pan. Will ye come and join the dance? We not enjoy the chance to be merry as she may. Tooraloo-aloo, pat-a-pat-a-pan.
Give ye thanks as now ye pray, for it is the holy day.
Are ye a fan of medieval and Renaissance history? Then join our crew of discovery. Renaissance Magazine covers history, fairs, and reenactments. 6 issues a year allows you to explore nearly 1,400 years of wars, art and science, and daily life. Find a treasure trove of images and behind-the-scenes stories of Renaissance fairs across the country. Subscribe at renaissancemagazine.com. Thanks, mateys!
Dream turns out to be the one that the lady posted on the memorial. It's a beautiful tune. They all play it just spectacularly. And remember, if you want to take up hammered dulcimer, wait till you have nothing to do one summer, and then you can have a dull summer. And now this next song is from a friend of ours that we haven't seen in a long time, incidentally, which we need to see sometime soon, is a tune called Be Brilliant by C. Wayne Owens, otherwise known as Seymour, on the album Seymour Says. Now, we haven't seen him an awful lot, but he was one of the very first people that we got to know at White Hart at the fair in the Ozarks in Missouri, our very first fair, and I've mentioned it before, where we met a whole bunch of people from all over the place, friends that we've got to know better. But this tune is another one that I need to learn, and I like the opening, incidentally, because it starts out kind of just saying we love what we do, and then pretty soon they're yelling it, because sometimes you're only talking to yourself at some of these fairs, and I think that's what he's trying to broadcast. But yeah, it's called Be Brilliant, C. Wayne Owen, Seymour Says, and we got to know his wife, Pam Barry Owens, who otherwise was known as Mother Pockets. And she had a wonderful, I mean, she's a folk singer too. She's given us some songs to research. But she had a soup kitchen at Muskogee, Oklahoma, the castle, the first 3 or 4 years that we were there. And she and her daughter and the folks that would help her, the ladies that would help her put the soup, the young ladies and gentlemen put the soup together and serve the cast. And It was definitely another example of a community. But yeah, enjoy Be Brilliant. C. Wayne Owens, otherwise known as Seymour, from the album Seymour Says.
We do this for fun. 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 We do this
There'll
for
be
fun.
A fire-breathing dragon, milady, sends me out to kill. When I am armed with but a turkey quill, how can I do it? Show me a way. Just be brilliant is all she'll say. Just be brilliant, why didn't I think of that? Just be brilliant, you'll win your back a pat. Or maybe an award, who could pass up that? Just be brilliant, and that is that. There is a riot in our little town. Milady sends me out to put the riot down. How can I do it? Show me a way. Just be brilliant is all she'll say. Just be brilliant, why didn't I think of that? Just be brilliant, you'll win your back a pat. Or maybe an award, who could pass up that? Just be brilliant, and that is that. I hope I'm not there when she says it one more time. I might have to do something that's not easy to rhyme. As my fingers round her neck begin to clench tight, she'll say, "This is brilliant!" And for once, she'll be right. Just be brilliant, why didn't I think of that? Just be brilliant, you'll win your back a pat. Or maybe an award, who could pass up that? Just be brilliant, and that is that.
Fugly here, and I'm at the Hot Springs Renaissance Festival with Judas and Magnolia, and they're going to tell us an amusing anecdote from fair.
Oh, this story took place a few years back at the St. Louis Renaissance Festival. We were doing an escape artist stunt, where Magnolia had me bound up in ropes and chains and a straitjacket, and locked me in a box and set it on fire.
That's right, and so we're on stage, and I've set this box aflame, and I'm singing, just a little sea shanty about, murdering sailors, like you do. And this little friend of ours, Callista, she comes on stage. She's quite familiar with us because she's one of our fellow Rennies. And she has a stick. And on the end of the stick, she has a marshmallow. And she joins us on stage. And I'm singing, yo ho ho and a bottle of rum. And here's little Callista with her marshmallow, sweet little darling that she is. And she's just roasting her marshmallow as my dear husband is struggling for his life. He finds a set of keys. He drops the keys. What will happen? Callista doesn't know. She's just enjoying the roasted marshmallow. And she makes her exit just as Judas frees himself from the... Oh, well, you'll just have to catch the rest of the show to see how that story ends.
Thank you for sharing. It sounds like you will have a nice side business selling sticks and marshmallows for that trick.
That's right. Thank you.
Fountain by The Crossroaks from their album The Obligatory Self Debut. Crossroaks member Rob Middleton, a member of the Renaissance Festival Hall of Fame, we here at the podcast wishing him all of the best right now, as well as to he and his family. And family is an important thing in the Renaissance Festival community, because that is, at the end of the day, what we are. We're a community of artists, performers, and enthusiasts. You can't have a Renaissance Fair without the patrons, and you can't have a Renaissance Fair without the fair. The community that we have is so important, and that is why it is doubly an honor to induct this next member into the Renaissance Festival Hall of Fame. Again, sadly, the induction is posthumously, but I don't think any who know him or knew him would disagree that he is deserving. Dr. George Nicholas Giosalitis. Dr. George Nicholas Giosalitis. Dr. George Nicholas Giosalitis was born April 17, 1959, and he passed away October 17, 2014. In that time, he became a physician, and after he became a physician, he dedicated a great deal of his time and effort and talent to helping Renaissance Festival performers. Even today, in an age where the Affordable Care Act means that everyone is supposed to have insurance, a lot of people don't. And before that, it was a great rarity to see any performer on the circuit who could afford health care. But Dr. George held clinics. Dr. George would come out to the festivals. He was amazing. He was such an important part of our community and our community's well-being. And it is only fair and right and just that we honor him by remembering him forever, by inducting him into the Renaissance Festival Hall of Fame. Next up, in honor of Dr. George, a song by Hall of Fame member Craig O'Farrington from the album of the same name. Here is Blue Upon Blue.
By the light of the eventide in solstice of summer,
your eyes,
I gaze into the blue upon blue. A magical gaze into mystical eyes, the twining of blue upon blue,
blue upon blue.
They spoke of a joy, a laughter, a quiet, such fire in the blue upon blue,
upon blue.
The secrets they hold, the blue upon blue, are revealed in a wink of an eye. Twined in the blue upon blue,
blue upon blue.
The magic I see, the mystery I seek, it's in the stories of blue upon
blue, blue upon blue.
Speak deeply and fully to me, blue upon blue. In the quiet, watch fire build to flame, for my soul will not wait for the passion I seek to be entwining in blue upon blue. For my soul will not wait for the passion I seek to be entwining in blue upon blue. Upon blue, upon blue, upon blue, upon blue.
If the weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay, if you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, Bumpiliada, come play!
I sing of a captain who's well known to fame, a river commander, Bill Jinks was his name, who sailed where the Murray's clear waters do flow, in his fresh water shell back with a yo heave a ho, with a yo heave a ho, in his fresh water shell back with a yo heave a ho. To through the port of Wagonia his vessel was bound. When night came upon him and darkness around, not a star on the waters its clear light did show. But his vessel sped onward with a yo heave a ho, with a yo heave a ho. But his vessel sped onward with a yo heave a ho. Oh, Captain, oh, Captain, let's make for the shore, for the winds they do rage and the winds they do roar. No, no, said the Captain, though the wild winds may blow, I'll stick to my vessel with a yo heave a ho, with a yo heave a ho. I'll stick to my vessel with a yo heave a ho. Oh, Captain, oh, Captain, the waves sweep the deck. Oh, Captain, oh, Captain, we'll soon be a wreck. To the river's deep bosom each seaman will go. But the Captain laughed lightly with his yo heave a ho, with his yo heave a ho. But the Captain laughed lightly with his yo heave a ho. Farewell to the maiden, the girl I adore. Farewell to my friends, I shall see them no more. The crew shrieked in terror, the captain he swore. We had struck on a sandbank, so we all walked ashore with a yo heave a ho. We had struck on a sandbank, so we all walked ashore.
That was an unreleased recording by Renaissance Festival Hall of Famers Mallory and McCall. The song Nautical Tale. Every year when the Renaissance Festival Hall of Fame Committee meets and votes, it's always interesting that there is a combination of old and new names that come up. Some are people who have devoted their lifetimes and made a major impact to festivals and festival life, and others are relative newcomers. They've certainly been around for a bit, but their impact is no less dramatic. And our next two 2019 inductees are a combination of the old and the new. When I first started working festivals back in the long, long ago, the one thing that I wanted more than anything else was a pair of bald mountain moccasins. Crafted from a mold of your foot, guaranteed for life, gorgeous button-up boots of the type that are now seen quite often at Renaissance festivals. Bald Mountain spawned a number of other companies as his apprentices moved forward. Dream Shoes, Catskill Mountains. If there's mountain in the name, it is the child or grandchild of Bald Mountain Moccasins. And the impact that that company has had on Renaissance Festival culture is undeniable. And so our crafter inductee for 2019 is Bald Mountain Moccasins. Now, on the flip side, more recently, there has been a performer, and he is not a new performer, he is a newer performer, at least, what he has been doing of late, and that is Gabriel Q, also known as Gabriel Quirk, or the baby in the high chair. Gabriel's work as a street character and stilt performer is beyond refreshing. It is unlike anything anyone else is doing. And that's saying a lot in an industry where stilt dancing troupes have been a thing in the past, and where world records are broken for making bologna sandwiches with one's feet. Gabriel is wholly original. He is unlike anyone anywhere else. He can be seen at a number of fairs, the Bristol Renaissance Fair, the Maryland Fair, as well as events all over the country, and he is certainly deserving of his induction for everything that he has done to turn the festival industry and entertainment in new and fresh directions. Up next, another song by Crossrogues from their album Another Round. Listen to the voice on this one, and you will recognize Jock Stewart singing Royal Oak.
the salt sea. Hadn't been gone months but two or three when we saw 10 sails unfurled, all men of war, full as big as we. All down your colors, you English dogs. All down your colors, did not refuse. All down your colors, you English dogs. All your precious lives, you will lose. Captain being a valiant man, a well bespoken man was he. Never let it be said that we died like dogs, or we shall fight most manfully. Go up aloft, your cabin boy, mount the mainmast, stunsail high, and spread the news to King George's fleet that we'll run the risk, or else we'll die. How the battle began, about 6 in the morn, until the setting of the sun. And at the dawn of the next day, where we saw 10 ships, we couldn't see but one. Three we sank, and three we burned. Three we caused to run away, and one we towed to Portsmouth Harbor, or to let them know that we'd won the day. Anyone then should inquire after our gallant captain's name. Well, Captain Will Founder was our commander, and the Royal Oak was the ship by name.
Thanks so much for listening to the show. A special thanks to all of you out there who are helping us. We have over 25 people supporting us at the moment, and we can use all the help we can get. This show is definitely an act of love, as all of us are volunteers who work for the podcast, and all of your support goes right back into helping make the show possible. We at the podcast would like to extend a special thanks to our friends of the podcast, Elizabeth Burkholder, Mari Vopio, and Stephen Conroy, and also we'd really like to thank our honorary minions, Jesse Linder, who's on Facebook at jessielinder.bard, Am I Misguided, and Randall Kimbrough. Thank you so much for all you do to help us make this show possible.
That was Cock of the North by the Gypsy Gorilla Band from their album Ernie's Adventure. The Gypsy Gorilla Band, of course, inductees into the Renaissance Festival Hall of Fame in 2018. For our final induction of the 2019 season, when people think of Renaissance festivals and Renaissance Festival promoters, the name, of course, that comes up the most often, and rightfully so, is the Pattersons. While the Pattersons did not create the concept of the Renaissance Festival, they did create the modern Renaissance Festival movement. And their larger-than-life legend is well-earned and deserved, because it's not really larger-than-life. What they did for our community is fantastic. Of course, both of the Pattersons have been members of the Hall of Fame for quite some time, and no other promoters, no other festival owners themselves have been inducted, and that is changing this year. Beyond the large fairs, beyond shows like King Richard's Fair, Penryn, TRF, the Renaissance Pleasure Fair, is an entire world of smaller fairs. Call them weekend fairs, pop-up fairs, whatever you'd like. Those shows and festivals have brought us quite a few prominent acts and have hosted amazing talents. My group, Marooned, started that way. Tim Cridlin, the torture king of the Jim Rose Circus, has performed on the small fair circuit. And they're a wonderful place for talents to grow and blossom. And among those shows in the past were the shows by Gold Coast Promotions, Dick and Condit Wixon. A number of people like myself, like Hall of Fame members Mallory and McCall, owe their festival existence to the Wixons and the way they would reach out and support artists and lift them up. And while Dick Wixon is sadly no longer with us, my strongest memory of him was that his favorite part of the festival was closing day, those last few hours when he would walk the site handing out paychecks, because it was like being Santa Claus. He would walk around and hand out that money with a smile, no matter if the show had been rained out and had been tough, or if the crowds had been wonderful. He greeted every single person with a smile, and it was fabulous. It set a great tone. He and his wife Condit worked tirelessly to promote not just their shows, not just their commercial endeavor, but the people who made up that community, whether it was seeing if they could get entertainers to volunteer to perform at a wedding reception for some guild members who were getting married, whether it was bringing in the world's smallest tall ship to sail on Lake Casitas in Ojai, pirate events, powwows, they did it all. But Gold Coast Productions is well remembered, and we have a few words here from Condit Wixon.
Thank you so much. This is quite an honor. Dick and I had an amazing 25 years of producing events and especially loved our Renaissance fairs. We met a lot of wonderful people along the way and are very grateful to everyone who participated and made them a great success. Unfortunately, Dick can't be here to accept this wonderful honor, but I'm sure he is looking down at us and smiling. Thank you again. Very, very nice. I appreciate it.
And with that, this episode, this season, and this year come to an end. It has been, again, my absolute pleasure and honor to announce these inductions into the Hall of Fame. I'd like to thank everyone at the Renaissance Festival Podcast for letting me do this show. And while all of the other music has been artists who have already been inducted into the Hall of Fame or are being inducted into the Hall of Fame, I think that in memory of Gold Coast Productions, I can think of no finer artist to close this out with. Our last song today is Risin' of the Moon, performed by the late, great Charlie McGowan, who I met at the Ojai Renaissance Fair, Lake Casitas. This is from his album, Although I'm Gone. I'm Bob Brinkman, and we'll see you soon.
Tell me, son of peril, tell me why you hurry slow. Hush me, buckle, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon, for the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, for the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Oh, then tell me, son O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be, in the old spot by the river, right well known to you and me. One more word for signal token, whistle up the marching tune, put your pikes upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, with your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon. Out of many a mud wall cabin, eyes were watching through the night, many a manly heart was throbbing for the coming morning light. Murmurs ran along the valley like the banshee's lonely croon, and a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, and a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. Beside the singing river, that dark mass of men were seen. Far above their shining weapons hung their own beloved green. Let every foe and traitor forward strike the marching tune. Ah, hurrah, me boys, for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon. The rising of the moon, 'tis the rising of the moon, and hurrah me boys for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon. 'Tis the rising of the moon, 'tis the rising of the moon, and hurrah me boys for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.